Star Wars 7x7, episode 3275. Today we're going to continue our series of looks at projects announced during the Disney Investor Day back in 2020 that haven't yet seen the light of day, and in some cases we've heard more about them than others. This one we keep hearing about over time, but actually not much more than that. That's the Lando series, so we'll check in on where we stand with that. Punch it! Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So of the 10 projects that were announced during that Disney Investor Day back in 2020, a lot of them have seen the light of day already. One of them that has not yet is a Lando series. And so when Kathleen Kennedy talked about that, she described Lando, of course, as the galaxy's most notorious, smoothest scoundrel out there, and he's going to be the focus of an event series called Lando. The series was announced as being created by Justin Simien, best known for Dear White People at the time. Currently, he is going to have the Haunted Mansion movie coming out very shortly, but he was already working with Lucasfilm on the development of the series and put together a reel to showcase kind of the style and swagger that the series was expected to have for the people who were present for the Disney Investor Day, i.e. the shareholders specifically. That was something that was not released to the general public. Now, there's never been a timeline given, so we have no idea where in Star Wars storytelling this takes place, and nobody has ever been officially announced as being part of the cast, but Donald Glover's name naturally comes up over and over again, because of course he played Lando in Solo, A Star Wars Story, and because every time somebody talks about it, Donald Glover's name comes up. So after that December 2020 announcement, we didn't really have any news about it until Star Wars Celebration in 2022, when there was no news about it at Celebration Anaheim. And so Kathleen Kennedy was asked about it in separate interviews and was told, you know, or told everyone, yeah, it's still happening. Just Donald holds all the cards. He's got one thing that he's working on right now and then something else after that. So we're basically just waiting patiently for him to be available. Then, of course, Celebration Europe happened in April 2023, and yet again, there was no news about a Lando series. So Donald Glover did an interview with GQ magazine where he basically said, yeah, Lando's a fun time, and I'd love to do it, and I'd love to do it the right way, which is, you know, pretty standard actor speak for, you know, director speak, project speak for these things. And he said that that's pretty much as he could say without Kathleen Kennedy hunting him down. And for her part, Kathleen Kennedy was also asked about that and said that it's definitely still happening and that Donald Glover is definitely excited about it. And then in that 2023 Summer Empire magazine issue we talked about a couple of weeks ago, there's an interview with Kathleen Kennedy in there, and she reiterated that the Lando series is still happening in there too. So yes, still happening, just a matter of when and also availability. And yeah, the interesting thing about it is that, well, there's a couple of things. First of all, Justin Simien is not necessarily listed as a director of the series, just that he is developing the series, but it's entirely possible, based on the language that they've been using about this, that they've got everything that they need and the series is ready to go into production once they can actually cast it. And presumably there's some pre-production stuff they have to do as well, I'm sure, but you get what I mean. Like, it sounds like they actually have a series ready to go and they just need the people in place to be able to give it the green light. And the reason why I mentioned Justin Simien not currently being listed as a director for the thing is because A, we're probably still kind of far out from that sort of situation, but B, I had concerns initially that he was even going to be able to do it because he signed a deal with Paramount to develop a bunch of stuff for them, and I had sudden flashbacks to Benioff and Weiss saying they were going to do something for Lucasfilm and then signing a deal with Netflix and that not happening. But again, Justin Simien has Haunted Mansion come out right in the next, you know, I don't know when it comes out, but very soon this summer. So the point being that even though he has signed a deal with Paramount to develop stuff through his production company, he's obviously still able to do things for other big studios like Haunted Mansion for Disney. But when you combine Donald Glover's lack of availability with the whole slow walking of content that's happening at studios and streaming services and them wanting to cut down costs and whatnot, the possibility of a Lando series showing up within the decade, I guess, within the decade is possible, but yeah, within the next 2 years, yeah, it doesn't seem very likely. So it'll probably be close to 10 years from the debut of Solo: A Star Wars Story before we see this again. And I hope, as we initially talked about this way back in the day, that this could be the start of a Scoundrelverse, just like The Mandalorian seems to be a start of a Mandoverse kind of situation within Lucasfilm storytelling. And that's what I've got for you about the Lando series, albeit not much, but we've collected what's out there and given you an idea of what we have to look forward to and the timetables we have for it as much as we can. But that's what I got, and that's what's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
My little brother's friends have been camped out at our place for 2 days straight.
Three.
It's because of the Xfinity 10G network. Internet that can handle a house full of screens at once, with like basically no interruptions. And it's only getting faster. When I was their age, internet like this was a pipe dream.
You sound like my grandpa.
Please go home.
Introducing the next generation 10G network, only from Xfinity. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas.